seen these hogs that had these big, long feet to them?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of dangerous? Would they ever get after you?
Awful dangerous. He can't miss you. Ain't no way for him to miss you. I had one down here. I guess he must have weighed about 600 pounds, you know. I had him for breed, you know. And I kept him in the pen, and he got out one Saturday. And, I knowed he was dangerous, you know, because his tush stuck out like that, and he's a great big hole. And I went down there to put him in, and boy, the hair rose on his back like that, you know, when I started down there. And he went down, whoosh, whoosh. And I said, I ain't going down there, because if that hog run up side of you, close enough to touch you, ain't no way for him to miss you. He can't miss you. You cut. And I mean cut, too. So I come on back to the house, and my wife told me, ain't you going to put him in? I said, no, I ain't going to put him in. What you going to do with him? Then I went to Robinsdale, and I got me a box of these rabbit shots, 22 rabbit shots. And I come back in, I filled my raffle full. I got a raffle, shoot. 16 times, you know. And I walked on back down to the pen, he come at me then. And I went to popping them shots to him.
That took care, huh?
That took care. He went right on back in that pen. And so we used to hunt wild hogs over here at a place they called Magnolia Farm, you know. They was over there when we first started over there, they was over there by the hunt. And there was a boy live over there, had a good catch dog, you know. And we would go out there 4 days in the morning, and the hogs would be out on the hill in 4 days in the morning. They'd be out on the hill. And we told him, don't put the dog on the hog, you know, because that dog, he would catch a hog, you know. But 9 out of 10, if that dog don't know what he's doing, he gonna get cut. And once we went down there, he carried the dog. Well, he gonna catch him a hog, and he gonna carry him back and put him in the pen and tame him. And that dog, it was, I guess it must have been about 15 holes in that bunch then. All right, we went down, and he we got them up, and we killed two out that bunch, and the dog caught one. He caught a great big male. It's pretty poor, but he had tushes out his head like this. And that dog run up and caught him side the air, and me and the other boy went pretty close to him when he caught him. And we saw the hog threw one side of his head up like that, and the dog went over his shoulder, you see. Dog went over his back when that hog threw his head up, and we had thought the hog just swung the dog loose from him, you know. We went there, you could look in the side of that dog to see every entrance he had.
Oh.
Yeah, sir.
Hog stand?
Yeah, the hog cut him from here all the way across. Before he could get him to veterinary, that dog died. Killed that dog. So dog ain't got a possible chance with a hog. The only way I seen a fella catch some over there with two dogs. But he had those dogs trained. One of them wouldn't even catch him by itself, you know. They was running, the hog was running, they got